Shabbos, in between the golden calf of last week and the construction of the Mishkan, we have the instruction of Shabbos. And then, highlighted in that instruction, it only takes one aspect of the Shabbat, and it says, Lo seva ru esh b'chol mosh v'esecha b'yam ha-Shabbos, you shall not kindle a fire in your homes. On the Shabbos, you're not allowed to play with matches on Shabbos. So why is it that it talks about Shabbos in particular? What does it talk about matches? So I saw a beautiful insight. Of course, this is more in the realm of Dirash than in the Pshat in the Pasuk. It says that, but the Chofetz Chaim says that we have to be exceedingly careful not to get angry on Shabbos. The fire is the fire of anger. Right, because that is most destructive, because on Shabbat, it's supposed to be the Noam Shabbos, the sweetness of Shabbos. Shabbos, you have an extra neshama. But when we light that match, it burns it. Right, it destroys the tranquility that Shabbos is supposed to bring. And really, if you look, what was the Egel HaZahav? Right, when you don't think rationally. Right, when you don't think rationally, it's what says by if kol ha'koes kilo obed avodazo, whoever gets angry, whoever's overtaken by a fit of anger, it's as if he serves idols. He has no boundaries. That brings about the golden calf. And of course, that's the antithesis of serving God, which is the Mishkan. Mishkan is supposed to be, you want to distance God, Egel Azov, that's through anger. You want to invite God into our home, that's the Shalom Bayis. And that's what it says, Ish v'isha. If a man and a woman, if there's shchina shuya behehem, because if there's shalom shuya b'neim, if there's peace between them, right, God's name is going to dwell in their midst, right? Because you have a yud and a hey from ish and isha, the yud and the hey, right? You have God's presence. But if not, it's ish. You're left with the fire. It's what Hashem, we should all be able to banish that anger and bring in the shalom.
Mincha tonight. Is it 6:35, Rabosai? 6:35, please come and enforce the minion tonight, 6:35.
Rabbi
Lorch's class will be online today. He's out of town, 5:30. Rabbi Lorch's class before Mincha Maariv. Please, Rabbi Lorch makes the effort to give his class. We should all join in online at 5:30 tonight for the Rabbi Lorch's class in Rambam.